Third quarter begins, and after the half there with Holcomb leading 3-0, Scott said we'd actually finished at 94 yards in the first half, 16 yards passing, and also 78 on the ground, rather, in that first half. Holcomb would be right at 100 yards exactly in that first half, 91 through the on the ground, 9 through the air on one pass play. So that sets up the third quarter where Scott City trailed 3-0, and this looks like the Beavers, on their first series of the third quarter, they would take whatever message that was given in the locker room to heart, and they showed it in a big way. They would take a kickoff to the 50-yard line, and then two plays later, 33 seconds into the second half, it was number 33 who rumbled for Scott City's first lead of the game. So first and 10 Beavers just right at the 40 of Holcomb, middle of the field. First seconds of the second half, 3-0 Holcomb lead. Wing T set up, Cale Goodman left side, 35-30. Breaks through a tackle, 25-20. Goodman, 10-5, touchdown Scott City. Two plays left side, 50 yards for Goodman. And the Beavers have the lead 33 seconds into the second half.
So the Beavers would take a 7-3 lead with 11:27 to go third quarter after the Alexis Reyes extra point. Holcomb would get the ball deep in their own territory and start at their own 15. They would have it third down and less than a yard when the Beaver defense showed up yet once again. Third and less a yard, 10 to snap it for Holcomb here. Trailing Scott City 7-3. Snap, handoff right side to Johnson. Oh my goodness! What a blow delivered that time by Yeager. Johnson back at the 21-yard line. Holy cow, fourth down coming up. So that stop would be one of many three and outs for the Longhorns in the second half. And the Beavers would play keep away. They would move the ball down the field on their second series of the second half after starting at their own 42. But facing a fourth and long around the 17-yard line, they were unable to convert. But it was very close to a first down. Scott City last week just 1-3 on fourth downs. Two wings set up. Now man in motion left to right. King will roll to his right on fourth down. Finds the flats. Oh, caught by Cale Goodman, but Hunter Yeager, but he's going to be short of the first down by a yard at the 13-yard line and an injured Longhorn. Scott City would turn the ball over and downs at the Holcomb 9-yard line. They took off almost over 5 minutes of that clock, 3:52 to go third quarter. The Beaver defense would come to life once again, force their second three and out of the quarter. And then Scott said he would move the ball yet once again into the fourth quarter with a 7-0 lead. We'll pick it up from there in our next segment.